Hello, hello, hello. This is the Vanilla JavaScript Podcast. I'm Chris Ferdinandi. Thanks for joining me. Today, I'm talking about the benefits of JavaScript frameworks, which is crazy, I know, right? Since I'm the Vanilla JS guy and I'm always talking about not using frameworks. But Nicole Sullivan is an amazing developer. She invented object-oriented CSS, which completely changed the way I write code for the front end, and forms the foundation for things like BEM, SMAX, atomic design, utility class first, and all of your other favorite CSS design systems. Last week, she tweeted, "Vanilla JS versus frameworks. You make some good points on both sides, but I see you missing one in particular. Frameworks like React.js provide patterns and conventions that are desperately needed so every decision doesn't have to start from, we could do anything. They lower cognitive overhead." And she's 100% right. This is the biggest hurdle, not just to JS, but any language. PHP has this problem, and WordPress's well-documented standards and conventions make it easier to get going and work consistently. CSS has this problem, and that's in part why Bootstrap and Foundation are so popular. They provide much-needed structure to an endless sea of possibilities. Nicole goes on to say, sure, you could write all your own conventions and document them, have there ever been truly good internal docs, and teach them to all new devs who won't have any context, but you'd probably have written something as big as a framework at that point. And this is where I humbly disagree with her, because in my mind, the two options are not just use a JavaScript framework or write something bespoke, just like the two options in CSS aren't use a CSS framework or write something bespoke. This is why object-oriented CSS and BEM and atomic design and so on are also so popular. They provide much-needed structure to our CSS that allows you to occupy this middle ground between writing everything completely from scratch with an endless sea of possibilities and picking a full-fledged framework with some other developer's preferences and conventions forced upon you. It gives you some structure, but also some flexibility. And while there's no one approach used on every project, there are sets of conventions you can apply to projects that enforce that consistency. We have some semblance of this sort of thing in JavaScript with concepts like functional programming or object-oriented programming, but nothing quite as structured or specific as what's available for CSS, where there's actual design patterns that dictate how you do things and how you structure things in a very... provide you with flexibility, but there's still a lot more structure there versus just kind of these high-level concepts. And maybe that's what we really need in JavaScript more than another over-engineered framework. Maybe we need some design systems, not frameworks. So anyways, that's it for today. If you want to master JavaScript in 2018, head over to gomakethings.com, where you can sign up to get daily developer tips sent straight to your inbox every weekday. I also have a bunch of other resources for learning JavaScript available there too. Once again, that's gomakethings.com, and I'll see you next time. Cheers.